89.3 The Current, it's Thursday morning, and around this time each Thursday morning, we welcome Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News for the Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
What do you have for us this weekend?
Okay, first up, I have a show at the Textile Center of Minnesota. This is features bead art by Native American artist Douglas Limon. He is amazing. This is a guy who has been doing bead work for years and years and years. He creates these turtle medallions and bandolier bags. But recently, when his most recent son was about to be born, he decided he really wanted to create a cradle board, which is a traditional Native American sort of cradle that a woman wears on her back, usually a man, to carry their baby. And he, he'd heard all these great things about it. He hadn't seen it, and he wanted to sort of bring back the tradition. It had a hard time finding somebody who knew how to do it, but got the learning he needed to do it, and has started creating these artistic cradle boards with his beadwork on them that are just gorgeous. And now he's teaching classes to other people to help sort of spread the traditional knowledge and get people back into this, because they believe it's very healthy for the baby to be carried in a cradle board. So anyway, you can see the cradle boards in the gallery show along with his other beadwork. But he's just a fascinating artist and great story to tell. And so that's at the Textile Center of Minnesota. And tonight there's an opening reception, which will feature music and an artist talk by Douglas. So it's free and open to the public at the Textile Center.
All right, cool.
All right. So next up, Detroit 67 at Penumbra Theater in St. Paul. This is a story that feels incredibly relevant given what's been going on in Baltimore. It's about, obviously, Detroit, 1967, and it's a story of a brother and sister who have inherited their parents' house when they died, and to make ends meet, they're hosting basement parties, spinning records that have just been coming out of Motown.
Ooh, I imagine there's some good music.
Absolutely. Yeah. But at the same time, police are cracking down on after-hours joints in black neighborhoods, and there's been a lot of raising racial tension, so things sort of escalate, and the brother and sister find themselves in danger. So it really takes this entire what we're seeing going on in Baltimore and brings it down to one family, one house, and helps you understand like day-to-day life, how it's affecting people.
All right.
So that's Detroit 67. That's on through May 17th at Penumbra Theater. Last but not least, there's this great show over at Mixed Blood Theater in Minneapolis, and it's called Valley.
Now, you just saw this show, right?
I saw the show on last Friday night. My husband and I were blown away. This is a show about women trying to get by in a strip club in the South. It's called The Pink Pony, and it's about their lives. But the women who are playing these roles are actually, they did a lot of training to actually do pole dancing convincingly.
You would have to.
Yeah, and it was incredible. They were very athletic. They were really good at what they did. But then also you're learning the stories of why they came to this. Why are they doing it? How are they trying to get by? What do they hope that will happen next in terms of, is this a step up out of something?
Sure.
Or are they falling down from something? And then you get to know the staff at the club and their relationships and who comes there. And it's an amazing, it feels very relevant. It's dealing with issues around sex trafficking, is dealing with issues around pornography and homophobia. It's just got a lot going on in it, and in a very edgy production that is getting rave reviews. So, yeah, highly recommended.
And how long does it run?
It runs through May 10th. And again, it's at the Mixed Blood Theater in Minneapolis.
Links to all the stories that you've talked about, we'll have them over at thecurrent.org. Marianne Combs, thanks for stopping in.
Always a pleasure.
Arts Roundup here on The Current's Morning Show every Thursday morning right around 8:30. And there she is. She is walking away.